Shabbat Shalom, Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Dvarim. We are entering the last book of the five books of Moses. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to finish his life very soon. And he's going to start this very long lecture, a summary of everything that happened in the desert from the Exodus until this moment, the good, the bad. He's also going to repeat a lot of the mitzvot, the rituals. He's going to add a couple more. But in the end of the day, this book is about a summary. Last, final words of a person that dedicated his life to lead the people of Israel. And one of the first things we read in this week portion is a reminder, a painful reminder, of the thing that really differentiates the life before and after. And I'm talking about the story of the spies. Moshe reminds them about the big sin. When you enter the land to try to gather information, to scout, you came back and you gave words that were bad. You get bad news that made the people feel very uneasy, uncomfortable, weak, scared. They were crying, and therefore they were punished. And you didn't enter the land in a couple of days. You had to go around the desert for 40 years until God is going to bring you to this land. The Midrash tells a horrible story. And for many of you, it's going to be new. But this is a description that the Midrash, our sages, explain about that day of the sin. They say that the sin was in the day of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, the 9th month of Av, happens this week. Now, Tisha B'Av is always a negative day. It started then. In the future, we will find the expulsion of Spain. We will find horrible news that happened to the Jewish people. We're actually going to find the evacuating of Gush Katif in that day. And of course, what we really remember is the destruction of the temple. Anyway, the sages explain to us what happened. Hashem, God, sees the people crying, and in a way he says to them, you're crying now for no reason, for fake news that were received? I'll give you a reason to cry. And the 40 years are going to be represented with the fact that every year, this generation is going to be falling down in numbers. Every year, they will die, and every year, they will remember this day as an awful day, the day of Tisha B'Av. How would you do that? How would you kill so many people during those years? So God did not bring any plague. It wasn't a one-time thing. It actually happened on the night of Tisha B'Av. On the night of Tisha B'Av, people will cry. Why is it so? The sages explain that on the night of Tisha B'Av, the people were commanded to dig their own grave. They would go, they would dig a grave, they would say goodbye to their families and the loved ones, and they're going to go to sleep that night in that grave they dig to themselves. In the morning, people will wake up. If you wake up, you're good. You're safe for this year. Eventually, all this generation is going to die. None of them are going to enter the land. But many people, thousands of people, will die. In the morning of Tisha B'Av, they will wake up. I mean, they won't wake up. They will just die in the grave. Their loved ones will just, you know, cover with sand the grave and will continue. Can you imagine of a more cruel way to die? Going to sleep in a grave you dig to yourself? Feeling this feeling of saying goodbye to everybody, not knowing if you will survive another year? Many years I was doubting about this explanation. What happened? What was the thought behind it? And I think in the last book, we talked about it many, many times. The story of Emunah. The understanding that God makes a decision. If you remember in the book of Numbers, we talked about several events that were in the same concept of questioning God. Not understanding that God is the boss and His decision is the ultimate decision. We talked about Korach questioning the Chosen Moshe. We talked about Miriam questioning. We talked about the spies questioning the land. We talked about Bilam questioning the nation. We talked about many ways that God's decision is being questioned. In a way, going to sleep in someone's grave gives you the feeling that if you want to know who's the boss, you will see, you will feel it. You will go and sleep that night in the grave and you will know that the only difference between life and death is God's decision. You don't need to be sick. You don't need to be old. You just go to bed. And if God decides to take your life away, He will take it. This is the most random way to die because it actually explains how God's decisions could be made without your concern, without your knowledge, without your reflections and thoughts. Isn't it the biggest issue that we deal with? Every time we need to change something in our life, every time we're sad, every time we are not happy, just like the people of Israel that were very unhappy from the results they received, is another reminder, you do not trust God. You do not trust Hashem to make the decision for you. You do not echo His ways. So that night, on Tisha B'Av, the reflections person had in his mind was the understanding that God Almighty has all the powers. He can make me live. He can make me die. He is the only and ultimate decision maker. And this week, when we are going to talk about Tisha B'Av and we're going to reflect about the destruction of the temple, one can ask himself, Jews and non-Jews alike, when you see the devastating history of the Jewish people, you might even question God. People ask where God was in the Holocaust. Why do we need to suffer in the destruction of the temple? It goes back to the same issues. God, the ultimate decision, is going to lead you on the path that's right for you. Remember that nothing bad comes from His hand. And if something happens, it happens for the good. You might not see it. You might think it's random. Not to worry. One boss, one decision maker. And if you trust Hashem, that's going to lead you on the right way. You have this emunah inside of you. All the questions will be answered. All the doubts will be solved. Shabbat Shalom.